Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. See what I'm saying? It's funny. Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. We've got an intro I've got to kind of check into here. Welcome to the Best Ever You show. Normally we have Randy Kaye's voice playing, but you're going to get mine instead. Hi, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, and I've been hosting the Best Ever You show now for going on 4 years. And I just wanted to, what our intro normally says is thank you for making us so successful on Blog Talk Radio. We have almost 2 million downloads, and we just really appreciate your support. Throughout the show, you can tweet me live at BestEverYou. That's BestEverYou. And also today, we have the beautiful and lovely guest. I'm so excited. We have Skye Dyer with us, and you can tweet her also. I've been tweeting somebody else, not her, so it's been kind of awesome. Whoever's getting my tweets is like, who the heck are you? So let me give you the correct Skye Dyer Twitter account. It's SKYEMDYER. So if you want to tweet us or call us, we'll take calls. We've got a chat room going on. The phone number to call us is 714-868-0220. We're going to use the hashtag Skye Dyer throughout the show, hashtag Hay House, hashtag Best Ever You. And so, Skye Dyer, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You've got one of those names that you just say it all together. It's like, Skye Dyer,
yeah,
I love
just, it.
It
blurs, exactly.
Yeah, mine's like Elizabeth Hamilton Garino forever long, but Skye Dyer is awesome. And, thank you for being with us today. And, I kind of want to just hand the show over to you and let you just talk for an hour because everybody's here to listen to you, not me.
Oh, but, that's not true.
Yeah, but we've got to follow protocol here for a minute. And I need to give a few shout-outs to some of our sponsors here. Today's show is sponsored by Safe Air of New England. They're a new sponsor. They provide indoor air quality solutions throughout Maine and New Hampshire, and I have a feeling that'll expand rapidly. Anthony Christensen is the founder of that company. And the reason why I love Safe Air is because they go into your home after, you know, maybe there's been a water issue or a fire or, you know, something that needs to be fixed, and they not only make sure that the mess gets cleaned up, but they also pay very close attention to your air quality after. So you may have water in your home, but really what happens after you have water in your home is mold might set in, and then you're breathing in bad air. So they come in and test everything. How I know them is by experience. I had a massive basement issue, and they've been taking care of us and our home for well over a year. I've known them now, and they've been fantastic. So their phone number here in Maine is 207-391-0605, and you can visit them at safeair-ne.com. So Safe Air, what do you think about that, Skye?
That sounds great.
Yeah,
I
nice
wish they were down here in Florida. Yeah, exactly.
Where are you?
I'm in South Florida. I'm actually in Delray Beach.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah, it's fun, except, you know, it's still a little hot, but I'm not complaining.
Oh, you poor baby,
as our
leaves are turning up here in Maine.
That's the only downside. We don't have down in Florida. Well, it's amazing. Everywhere you live, there's a pro and a con.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the truth. Now, do you go to, we were chatting, you know, before the show, are we going to have something produced and flowing wonderfully? And the answer is no, it's us. It's the Best Ever You show. You guys listening know that we do this pretty much from the fly. It's not produced. But one of the things that you said to me, before we went on the air, is that you were getting out of class. Do you go to school there?
Oh, no, sorry, not school. I'm finished. I was actually talking about a workout class.
Oh, workout class. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
I know nothing about Skye, and I've not researched her, and that's one of the things that I do with the show. I discover, just like you guys do listening. So tell me about yourself just a little bit. Like, how old are you? Where'd you go to school? All those things.
Sure, of course. I actually just turned 33 almost 2 weeks ago on August 24th. I've been out of school for a while now, but I went to University of Miami, and I was a jazz vocal major there. And I've been living, you know, I was born and raised in South Florida. I lived in New York for a little bit, a couple years ago. And when my husband and I right before we got married, we left New York and moved back to Florida, and we think this is where we're going to stay. We love it down here. Most of our families are down here, and, you know, it's just a great place to live, and I really, really love Florida, and that's pretty much it. As I know you don't know that much about me, but I've always sang. So I travel with my father to most of the, actually I shouldn't say most, all of the Hay House events. I also do a bunch of private events, and I just released an EP in March. Recording with Hay House, and it was just a great project. I got to work with Alex Woodard, who's also a Hay House author. He produced the EP, and it was just a great time. So I've just been doing, you know, kind of promotions for that, and getting ready to, you know, kind of start the tour again. And also, my husband and I just bought our first house, so it's a really exciting time for me right now.
Oh, well, that's so wonderful. Out of everything you said,
yeah.
There, I heard house. And I'm sorry, but isn't that neat to buy your first house? I'm going to go back to the other stuff in a minute, but isn't that neat to buy your first house?
It was a pretty amazing feeling. We actually just closed 2 weeks ago, so we're still pretty much in that, you know, really excited, you know, feeling and time. And it's just, I feel really, really lucky to say that something is ours, and I couldn't be happier. And it's not far from where we were renting a house, basically a mile away, and we got to stay in a neighborhood that we really loved. And we're just really excited.
Fantastic. Yeah, I remember the very first house I bought was, I was maybe 25, just like a pip squeak.
Yeah.
What I had been doing is cleaning apartments to pay for my rent. Do you know how
you
manage a property and take care of everything
course.
And everything, and they give you free rent? And somebody did something just atrocious in an apartment. I said, okay, I'm done with this. And instead, I'm going to go buy a house, and then I keep all my money and I own it and all the stuff. And I think I bought a house for like $85,000 in Prior Lake, Minnesota, with lake access. That was my very first house.
That's amazing. That might be unheard of now.
I know. I'm like, that was a long time ago, 20
but
years
that's
ago.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty
it's
fun.
It's a great,
yeah,
it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, I know that's going all too well. It's so much fun. And my next house after that we actually built.
That's pretty cool.
I bet you'll do that in your lifetime, and it's so much fun to do.
We will see.
Yeah,
exactly. No, it's very fun, and, you know, you don't really know if you have that kind of, you know, artistic design side, but I think I'm okay. I'm really liking all of this, and it's really been exciting, so I look forward to it. We haven't actually moved in yet, so I'm excited for when that happens.
Yeah, that's awesome, and again, we're going to come back to all the stuff you said about your album here in a minute, but we also share in common massive, huge families.
Yes, exactly. I didn't know that about you.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I'm in the middle, smack in the middle of 11 kids.
Wow.
So I have seven
you
sisters
have
and three brothers. And you, how many kids? How many
There's
brothers?
Eight of us. I have five sisters and two brothers.
So you know the feeling.
Yes. That's why when you said 11, I thought, wow, that is quite a lot.
How fast do you eat?
Oh, I know, right? Exactly. It's funny, too, and you know, I shared a room with two sisters for a while because, like you said, we outgrew our first house, and my parents built a house, and even then I still shared a room, which I think is the greatest thing ever for kids because you learn to share. I mean, I always shared everything. You know, I was you're kind of just more of an easygoing human being when you have to do that, and it's a really great thing.
I wonder if there's a study on that, like people who have shared rooms stay in their marriages longer.
Yeah, you never know.
Like that.
You know,
you
have
like
to learn to compromise. Exactly. Yeah, you definitely have to compromise.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you ever.
But it's great.
I've
it's unheard
ever.
Of, though, in this day and age to have that many siblings. So I understand. We're kind of a – I don't know that anyone's doing this anymore.
Did you ever grow up feeling like the Brady Bunch, too?
Oh, yeah. We got called that all the time.
So did we. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Like
I think that's the only thing they can compare it to.
Yeah, we got around in vans.
Yeah, us too. Vans or station wagons. That was basically our mode of transportation growing up.
Did you ever have to sit in the back of a station wagon like the
other?
Oh,
yeah,
like,
facing the back. Yeah,
backwards.
I faced all the cars. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
We were just talking about that.
Anyway, all right, let's go back to music and let's get serious.
Sure,
there's a lot of kids. I think people would think that's really interesting. To come from that big of a family. Do you think you're going to have, like, a lot of kids? I know I have four kids.
It's
think
hard.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's hard because I come from such a big family that, to me, I mean, I think three is the least, and I would be really grateful to have three. I mean, we haven't even started yet, so I definitely have to get going if I want three. But, you know, both my older brother and sister each have four. So I think, you know, and four is a lot in today's, you know, day and age. Most friends I know have one or two. So I think I'd be really grateful with three, and, you know, let's hope I'm fortunate enough to even have one. So, you know, we'll kind of get there, but three would be ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. Four is kind of I have four boys and it's a cool number to have.
I mean, both my brother and sister love it, and they each got three boys and one girl. So it's really funny that they both got the exact same thing.
I always thought I'd have like six kids and I was good with four. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Yeah.
Well, you got your hands full. Four is quite. I know. I watch my brother and sister. I take the kids a lot, so I know when all four sleep over and I take them to school the next day or anything like that. It's quite a lot. So I give credit to all the mothers out there.
Aunt or aunt. I don't know how people pronounce it. It's different all over. But that's cool that you're involved.
I love that.
I love this on your blog. So I went to Skye's website. It's skyedyer.com. And there's a lot of stuff on here. It's a really, really pretty website and really, really beautiful pictures. I love this, though. She says, So obviously I've been slacking with updating my blog post. I still find it strange to talk about myself, but I understand that's the way to communicate with all of you. Don't you feel that way completely? Like, our blogs are
all the time.
Like, hello, are you reading this?
Yeah, it's a pretty strange concept to me, and you know, I've always been really into fashion, and I've always dressed my friends. I do this kind of little. It's not what I do for a living, but I've always gone into people's closets and dressed them and this and that. And every single one of my friends said you have to do a fashion blog, and even that is crazy to me. I know that it's, you know, it's really more about the clothes and showing stuff, but it's still such a strange thing to me to show so much of yourself and just talk about yourself so much. So I'm trying to get over that you know, connotation of it being so strange and just I will get used to it eventually.
I hear you. I, for those of you who don't know, that I walked up to Skye not even having a clue who she was, not just absolutely just high, I'm lost kind of thing, because at a Hay House conference in Denver, and I call myself the rookie of the entire company book wise at Hay House. And I didn't know kind of what I was doing. It was my first event and all this stuff. And I got to tell you, you've got an accurate assessment of yourself there. Like you have no ego. Like there's no ego to you. There's no arrogance to you. There's no. You're just a sweetheart. And so you're right.
So
I can't see you doing a fashion blog and talking about yourself all the time.
Yeah,
I would love to do it,
but it is very strange. Yeah, that's the thing. It's just such a. I don't know, such a fun form of expression, clothes. And if, you know, you're lucky enough to, you know, be able to buy clothes and use them in that way, it's such a fun thing, but it's still strange for me to do that. But maybe one day. Maybe I'll have to take pictures of other people.
Yeah, I did have clothes envy, though. I looked at you and I'm like, oh, my God, I love her clothes. So, and I'm not knowing that you love fashion either and want to do a fashion blog and all that stuff. I had no idea. But I do remember feeling – I was feeling very cold. I was actually had altitude sickness the whole time I was there, so I was feeling like I just needed a blanket the whole time and a coffee or something, and to just sit. And I remember your clothes were meticulously beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well,
it's like
years of traveling and performing, you kind of know what works, so that helps.
And stuff, yeah. So your album. So you have. Tell me how many albums that you have and the names of them, because I know the latest one is called Letting Go, and I know Alex Woodard was really involved with that one.
Yeah, he produced that one, and we actually wrote some of the songs together, and I'm really proud of that one. I love that one. I did one years ago. I mean, I'm talking like I think I was 19 years old, and it was a CD of covers. So, you know, it's a little different because it's not so much me. I think I was about 19 years old, and that's called The Sky Has No Limits. My voice has changed, just so much since then. But still, it was a great project. And then I put out one also I think it was 2005, called You Inspire Me, and that was my first go at songwriting, so that was really fun also, and, you know, and they were kind of spaced out. I mean, in between I was always performing, but, you know, it's a little different. You're kind of finding yourself, and with this last EP, I think I was, you know, delving into songwriting, becoming a better songwriter. For this time around, and you always strive to become a better songwriter. So even now, I'm writing more and just trying to really find what my sound is. Because you know, I've done these projects with Hay House, which are, you know, really, really positive and really spiritual, which is a huge part of me. But also, I'd like to maybe, you know, delve into a little more emotional and personal writing. So you know, that's what I'm hoping for my next project. But yeah, I do have the three.
Yeah, as long as you don't, like, unleash, you know, the punk rock skydiver.
No, I don't think that could come out of me, but I'd like to have
crazy.
A little tie. Exactly. I'd like to have a little mix of, you know, because it's all who I am, so I'd like to share a little more.
Yeah. I love to joke around on the show and just be kind of goofy and light, and
of
I love
course.
It when guests are take the humor in. It's kind of funny. Do you,
I should do a rap album. That'd be better.
Yeah, Sky's rap album.
Exactly.
What can I say? You know, you can just, there you go.
Exactly.
That actually probably would be good. You know, there's an idea. isn't that funny? You could get your dad rapping.
Sure. I mean, he likes to think he can sing, so maybe he could try that too.
That's funny. Now, how does that go when you're a little pipsqueak at 4 and you say, so I'm kind of thinking here I want some singing lessons. How does that work?
Yeah.
Do you remember that moment?
Well, yeah, you know, I was a kid. I didn't speak. My parents said for almost the first 2 years of my life, I basically was very quiet. I had an older brother and sister that were, you know, from the time I was born, they were 6 and 7 when I was born. So they basically spoke for me and kind of did everything for me. So I just started singing. I was always singing, humming. And finally, when I finally was, you know, started speaking a lot more and became, you know, who I am today, someone that never stopped speaking. But I basically just said that I love it. I want to start taking singing lessons. And, you know, at 4 years old, you're pretty little still, so there's not much they can develop where, you know, whereas your singing voice. But, you know, I basically got to learn how to perform. I did a bunch of Disney songs. I would do recitals. I started taking piano lessons, and it kind of grew from there. By the time I was in middle school, that's when I actually could do, like, more serious vocal lessons where they could strengthen and really develop my voice. But I've done it since I was a little girl. I mean, I really never stopped. Only now do I not do vocal lessons as often because I've done them for so long that I do, you know, my own exercises every day at the piano myself. And whenever I'm in L.A., though, I work with an amazing woman named Pisha McPhee, who I love, and she's really, really helped me recently. But that's, you know, that's kind of it with the vocal lessons. But I always knew, you know, I was that kid that we'd make home videos all the time, and I kind of cringe when I watch them because I always pushed everyone out of the way, and I was the center stage, which, you know, is not very me now, but I am when I'm on stage. I know that that's where I should be, but as a kid, I was definitely always shoving my poor sisters out of the way because I had to sing at the top of my lungs or dance or do something.
Yeah, I know that critter all too well.
Do you have one yourself?
I am so like that.
I was a
gymnast.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, always loving to, but also tap dancing was my thing.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Tap dancing and gymnastics and ballet. So if I could dance and I would sing, but I would not say I'm like a singer like you are or anything like that. I mean, I could probably sing if I was somehow, whatever you call that, where your voice gets adjusted a little bit.
Straight. Oh, like
no
in the studio,
singing.
You mean? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they say anyone can learn to sing, but, you know, it's just a matter of how far along you are from the beginning.
Yeah.
But they can make anyone pretty much sound okay.
You know, what I don't think that they can do, though, is make anybody just write songs.
Yeah, that's
I
different.
That's
I mean, it is. It's very, when I listen to great songwriters, I mean, it is just amazing. I mean, they're poets just with music, and it's an amazing thing. I mean, I strive to always become better. It's, it's very tricky. It's tough because I don't consider myself a writer. I just am able to put, you know, some words to music. The music comes very easy to me, the melody and everything, but really expressing yourself, that's a true gift, and I really strive to become, you know, a great one. But there, oh, the way some people express themselves through song is just remarkable.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you weren't singing, if this wasn't your job, what would you be doing?
I think I would be doing something in fashion. I would, I don't know, maybe as far as a buyer for a company or styling. I really, really love that. And another thing that really interests me, and it's funny because obviously my dad does this, but psychology has always been interesting to me. A therapist, something along those lines. I love figuring out what's going on in people's minds and trying, you know, trying to figure out how to help them and guide. And I think I might have done that. And it's funny because my youngest sister has actually just started NYU grad school for psychology. So I think she's going to do that.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, but that's something I've always been interested in. And I think, and this could have been another life, but I think a detective would have been really cool also.
Oh, a detective.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like figuring out little clues. I like stuff like that, following.
I think I'd make a good buyer, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That has to be kind of like
fun.
Shopping all day long. I mean,
that's just fun. I know. I mean, it's a little on the materialistic side, but people do need clothes. So, but I find that to be very fun. I find that to be another form of, you know, expressing yourself. And I love that. I have a lot of friends that work in fashion, and they love what they do.
You know, I'm not positive that's so materialistic because I think I know the difference in how I feel when
yes.
I have sweats on and my hair on top of my head
yeah.
or a suit on and heels. There's a sharp
mm-hmm.
difference between everything about me and also, I think, how I'm perceived out. Like, doors and sweats and been helped differently than if I have, you know, a coat, purse, a suit on and heels and my hair done and makeup on. Totally.
Yeah. No, it's very true. I mean, it just goes to show, though, we still haven't come that far
because we do
perceive people for what they're wearing. But it's true. You do feel a little more self-confident. You know, it's funny. My dad told a story. This isn't, you know, a completely different subject, but not really completely different. When he was doing, I think it was for his doctorate, they had to write an essay. And the professor said to them, a man comes into a black tie party. He's wearing jeans, you know, he didn't get the memo, and what would you say about him? You know, what would be your response to him wearing jeans and not, you know, dressed like everyone else? And everyone made, you know, their things about how, you know, this person just, you know, thought they were different, they wanted to not be like everyone else in black tie, they were making a stance, this and that. And the professor finally said, like, none of you guys understood. And he then said, a person that was really above and you know, was really at a place in his life where he wouldn't know, it would be that he wouldn't even notice that the guy was in jeans. So it's very funny that your perception is, you know, by what you're wearing, but a person that's really highly evolved wouldn't even notice that a guy was in jeans and not in a suit.
And that's kind of the way I feel about it when I'm going out shopping. I'm like, I could care less. Help me the same. But you notice sometimes how people do that to you.
Mm-hmm,
and
of course.
It's very interesting. It's still, the world
mm-hmm.
works a little bit like that. There's not everybody
yeah.
does that to you, for sure. Some
yeah,
people
you hope
less.
To get to a place where it wouldn't matter, but
exactly.
That's where
a really
we're
good
at.
Point.
Yeah,
yeah, and I used to work in the financial services industry for a very long time, and you definitely cannot judge people by what they're wearing a lot.
Of course, exactly.
You know, it's all different all over the place. Some of the people with the
yeah,
most money
yeah.
would walk in with muddy boots and overalls.
Yep,
and,
exactly.
Yeah,
it just doesn't matter to them. Exactly. But everyone, you know, you got to love everyone for what they like. Some people want to dress up, some people don't. But, you know, I tend to like to dress up. I think it's fun. It's not a chore for me.
Yeah. So I have a question about one of your pictures.
Sure.
You have a wishbone necklace around your neck in
yeah.
one of your pictures. What? Can you tell me a little bit about
my favorite necklace?
That?
Yeah, you know, that was from my dad. It was really sweet. I think, I don't know if it was in the same year, but he got each of my sisters a necklace that kind of meant something to them. And I got the wishbone, I think, because my dad always said that it was kind of like positive thinking, you know, that I was always a wishful thinker. And I like having that around my neck just kind of as a symbol. You know, one of my sisters has a horseshoe because she rides horses. One has a peace sign. My one sister, Serena, has a hot air balloon because my dad always jokes that she's so full of hot air, but that's just a joke. But they're kind of, they're each just a symbol to us, and it's my favorite necklace. I wear it all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that. See?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at your picture, and I just noticed it. So I was not expecting that answer at all. I'm like, I just like that necklace. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's one of my favorites. I really don't take it off.
That's a good plan. Do you what's going on with your events and so forth? You mentioned, so where are you going to be next, or how does that work?
Next, I'm going to be at the Hay House event in New York. That is September 20th at the Javits Center. Then that night, I'm actually performing at, it's called Rockwood Music Hall. It's in the Lower East Side in New York City, and I'll be performing with Alex Woodard and this amazing, talented woman named Molly Jensen that night. Then from there, I'm going with my father to Atlanta, and it's not a Hay House event. And you know what? I feel really bad, but I'm not exactly sure where it's at. I should know
that's
that,
all right. I don't know
where it is. I will have it up on my website, though, because it was kind of one of those last-minute deals when they're not with Hay House, but I will have that up. I think it is sold out, though. But, yeah, and then I'm also doing a bunch of events. October, I'll be at the Hay House event in Pasadena. Will you be at that one?
You know, I don't know. I'm not on that speaking circuit or anything.
Gotcha. I know
yet,
they have a million different tours. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think probably I will be.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll be singing at that, and then in November I'll be doing a bunch of my own, like, private events. I'm singing at a yoga event. I'm singing at an event with Gabrielle Bernstein. I'm going to open the show and sing a couple songs before she speaks, and it's a whole kind of, couple-hour event with a couple speakers. I'm also singing at a great event, a private event in Miami, but I always have them listed on my website, so I'll definitely make sure that those are all updated and everyone can check them out.
Okay, and we'll make sure and link to that for the show. We'll put that link at the bottom of this show once it's done.
Perfect.
So that you guys
can
just easily click on that and see where you are going to be, because it's probably all, it sounds like it's very busy. How do you balance that? Is your schedule so busy that you're like, what city am I in kind of thing? Or
no,
is
not, you know, it was at one point because my father was speaking a lot more. So I was traveling with him and then also doing stuff. So there was a time where I was extremely busy. Nowadays, I also choose to do a lot of local stuff, so it's nice because I don't have to fly as much. But I'm definitely on a plane every month. It's just not going from city to city every week. That has changed. But, you know, I don't mind traveling. I don't like leaving my husband. That's not fun. But you know, when we first started dating, I mean, 9 years ago, I was in the midst of traveling a lot. I was 24, and I was gone all the time. So we've kind of always, you know, been in a relationship like this, but I'm not by the means of where you don't see someone for months. I will see him every week, 10 days, even when I'm really busy. So we always make it work, and it's not so bad. But I like being in new cities. I love to travel. I mean, it's really, I don't know what I'm gonna do when I have kids, because I really don't want to ever stop that. So I guess I'll just bring them right with me.
I don't know.
Exactly.
With four kids, it's like, I don't know. I wonder if my husband's going to be here. You know, it's hard.
I know. It's a lot more to think about. So.
Oh, yeah. And it was really funny because my book got released right in the middle of baseball season. And I've got a kiddo who plays baseball all over the country. And I'm like,
wow.
How am I going to do all of this? And so
that's a lot.
Yeah,
no, I remember even growing up, my mom used to shuttle me. I did a lot of theater, dance, you know, singing and piano. So I remember my poor mom shuffled me everywhere, and she had so many other kids. So I don't know. I give so much credit to moms because they really go above and beyond, you know, just to kind of nurture a talent or something you love for their children. And it's pretty amazing. I do think the greatest job in the world is being a parent. So I look forward to that one day. I think it's a really lucky position to be in, to be able to raise kids. So
you just touched on the coolest thing about being a parent, and that's that everybody, like my four kids, are all different. I mean, very different.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that they aren't a pack of kids. You know, they do everything together.
Of course.
But their interests are so, you know, one wants to be a professional baseball player, one wants to be a pilot, one wants to get a degree in exercise science and do training and therapy and things like that, and the other one wants to be a meteorologist. So talk about being pulled in four
different
directions.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
it's a lot. I understand.
Yeah, you must have
And some kids require more time, too, so you never know which one is going to need you the most.
Which one does what. In your family, talking about all the different things that my own kids do, like, in your family, is everybody, like, super creative, like, writing and singing and, you know, that, or is there a math major among you or a lawyer?
You know, not so much. You know, everyone's different, but yeah, there's a lot of creativity. I mean, my oldest sister Tracy, you met in Denver. She did go the route of business. You know, she worked for Best Buy. She had a corporate job, and then she, you know, just wasn't really happy. Didn't really feel fulfilled, and that's when she decided to start her own bag company. You know, and they do wonderful things for the environment. They make their lining out of recycled water bottles, and her company's called Urban Drunkit. Yeah, that's the one you met. Exactly.
Yeah. She and I are from Minnesota.
Yes, exactly.
I was born in Minnesota.
Yeah, and, she lives there now.
Yeah, so she's
Tracy
Dyer. Is that her last name, too?
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I just haven't changed my last name to be my married last name yet, which is horrible, but I will.
Yeah, mine's hyphenated. I get it. Urban Junket.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that right? Urban Junket?
Urban Junket. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought one of those.
Great. They're awesome. Yeah, so she went the creative route. I have a brother that actually owns a landscape. Well, I guess this is creative, too, like a landscaping company, a sister that does interior design. I sing. I have a sister that is, she loves to ride horses, and she's also a writer, so she, you know, kind of does the route of teaching, you know, kids to ride and writes also. My sister Serena just wrote a book basically based on what it's like to grow up with spiritual parents, you know, obviously my parents. And my brother Sands, he has a paddleboard company. And my little sister Sage, she's the one that's in school. She's in grad school for psychology. So she might be a different route. She was actually we thought for sure she was going to go to medical school because she was pre-med in college and then decided that's not the route she wanted to take, so now she's getting a degree in psychology. So I guess we are on the creative side.
You know what sounds fun as you were talking about everybody? I just want to gather you all together and do like a two-hour show with all of you.
Yeah.
That would be,
that's funny.
If you ever get a chance to do that, that would be so adorable.
I know.
To have
it
you guys.
It would be fun. Yeah, they're
so
great.
Cute.
I mean, they're my best friends. It's really I really feel lucky because I know a lot of people that don't get along with their siblings and, you know, there's a lot of issues within the family, and I feel really, really lucky that we all love each other. I mean, we're still normal. We have our ups and downs, but we love each other, and that's the greatest thing. And that was really because of my parents, because the one thing they always instilled in us was it doesn't matter what you do, what you have, all we care about is that you're good people. So that was the biggest thing that they instilled in us growing up is, yeah, exactly. And it really is. It really is all that matters. It's to be a good person, you know, to be happy. And I feel really lucky that that's the way I was raised.
Yeah, I'm more proud of my kids when they get a community service type award than LAs or whatever they're going to get. It's like, that's great that you did that. I'm proud of you and everything. But
giving back is huge. Everyone should be doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that they said that to you, because a lot of times there's some pressure on to do something or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even when I went to school for music, I remember my best friend's parents said, but you know, you're not going to really do that, right? You're going to get a degree in something else. I mean, what does that amount to? There's no, you know, most of my friends were going to law school, you know, getting degrees in business and that. I remember them thinking they would have never let their kids do what my parents did. So I feel really grateful for that reason, because there's no guarantee that you can make money in the music business. But, you know, I've also been really lucky because I've traveled with my dad, and I'd never take that for granted for one second, because it is a lot about who you know and being somewhere in the right time. And there's a million talented people in this world, and it's a matter of just being somewhere or knowing someone, and I truly never take that for granted.
Yeah, no, I think that's really neat of you too. And it's funny because it's such a it's an awkward thing when you say your dad, because like I still am like stumbling, going, how do I tell people like who her dad is? Or yeah, you know, like one thing having you on the show, I'm like, I didn't want it to be about your dad. I wanted it to be about.
Oh, but I don't mind that. I love my
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, so you tell me what to say because I need to be trained here a little bit.
No, you're doing great.
I in all naivety just walked up to you and I really didn't know who your dad was or anything. And I just think you're like a sweetheart. And I was really proud of you. I want to come back to Alex too because when I was there, he was actually the first person I met at that conference and he gave me the biggest hug.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is such a great guy.
He's my good friend.
Yeah.
Has he already been on it?
What'd you say?
Has he already been on it?
Yeah, I left the conference saying to myself, since it's been such a cool experience, the three things I would really like to come from this conference would be to have Alex on, Sky on, and Tracy on. And just,
oh, wow.
Because I thought that you three people were very best ever you. You are all just, and Nancy too. I absolutely love
Nancy's
Nancy.
Amazing.
I had already had Tracy on the show. But Nancy and Alex, you and Tracy, and Robert Holden too.
He's just full of love.
Oh, yeah,
I know. You just can't be around him without
love
feeling
and joy
that.
And good energy.
Yeah.
And I loved being around you guys, and your energy is contagious. I mean, it's just the way you carry yourself and present yourself, and you're kind. I watched you. You know, I met you, and then I watched you. You kind of got swarmed by a lot of people. And I was like, wow, take a deep breath, and there's a swarm of people around you. And I watched how you interacted with everybody. And you did not be like, there's no time for you, can't talk to you, got to go now. You sat and interacted with every single I watched. I see what you did because it's good learning, too. And you interacted with every single person. Sorry, I'm being long here.
No, don't worry.
Cool
no, I feel like, when someone takes the time to say something to you and want to talk to you, I just want to always reciprocate that. And people have been so kind to me that I always want to make sure that, I'm doing the same. And a lot of these times, my dad has really, people feel so thankful to him. They always tell me that he's changed their lives. And it's pretty amazing to hear the their stories and just what they felt from hearing him speak or from hearing me sing. And I'm just really touched by that. And I don't ever want to take that stuff for granted. So that's why I make sure to always make myself available and speak. And, even with emails, I get a lot of, and it's hard sometimes because sometimes I can't do everything, but I try to help everyone and respond and just, always make myself available.
Yeah, I was just really proud of you for that. I thought that was the coolest thing. And, I got to tell you, I don't even know your dad, and I'm thankful for your dad because every time I say I have a book with Hay House, the first thing out of everybody's mouth is, oh, my God, I love Wayne Dyer. Oh, love him.
That's too cute, yeah.
it's absolutely adorable. And,
they're so
like,
funny.
Have you met him? And I'm like, no, I have not. I'm good. I'm fine. But they're always like, I really love him. So he's significant.
Well, he really does. I have to say this, as a kid, I've said this before on stage, my dad was gone a lot because, he was touring all the time. I mean, and I, as a kid, you really want your dad home. That's just what you want. He's really fun. My mom and dad both are too fun. Just, they love children and it was such a loving environment growing up with the two of them. And I got it when I became a little older. I think around the time I was 19, I started to travel with him a tiny bit. I was still in school, but I would go with him every once in a while. And I understood his purpose in life and it really is to help people. And I'm just grateful that he never wavered. I mean, some people, he's taken a lot of, criticism too for, don't you think that you should be at home with your family and, all this stuff, speaks about stuff like that. But his purpose is really to be basically, a force of just for you to find yourself and be happy. I mean, his whole philosophy is just to love yourself and to really not do what anyone else tells you to do and to find your purpose. And I've always been really grateful for that, and I really feel lucky that he's my dad. And my mom is the same way. You know, she's more, in, you know, she's kind of not in the spotlight, but it's always, I like that saying, you know, behind a strong man is always a stronger woman.
Yeah.
And I have to say
she's
that my mom is
a
truly, she's a remarkable woman. So, you know, I feel very lucky. But her name's Marceline, actually, but everyone calls her Marcy.
Cute. That's a pretty
yeah, name. And that's my middle name, actually.
Ah, there's the M. Okay, yeah. But, you know, I have the feeling, though, that, like, if it had been your dad out in that crowd, too, he would have stopped and said hi to everybody,
oh,
too.
Yeah. My whole life, I mean, my dad used to stay, I think, at talks until, when he would speak at night, he'd stay till midnight. He doesn't do it anymore only because he's still young, but he's 74, and, you know, the traveling and everything's taking a little toll. And, you know, my dad has to be a little cautious. I mean, he does, I don't know if you know this, but he does have leukemia. It is the chronic kind. It's not acute. And he would never stop speaking. But, you know, he has to take care of his health a little bit. And I know it pains him to not be able to stand there and speak to everyone afterwards because he's done that his whole life. And you know, he does feel like he's letting people down sometimes. But, you know, at some point you have to say no and you have to take care of yourself. So I'm proud of him for doing that because his health is
important. I think people respect
important.
That, actually.
Yeah, and he tells them that, you know, and not only that, before every show, he signs every single book so that everyone does get a signed copy. If, you know, if they, obviously they purchase the book. He'd love to give them away for free, but, you know, that's not how it always works. But he does take the time to sign, I don't even know how many books, but it's probably 1,000 books that he signs.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just, but he has to say no. He's actually canceled some events. I mean, you just, it's a good thing. You know, I like Oprah says stuff like that. Like, you have to learn to say no. You can't always say yes. And that has even been a big lesson in my life. You know, I tend to say yes to everything. And sometimes you just have to say no. Sure you too. It's just, but you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I like to say yes more than I say no. But, yeah, every once in a while.
I know.
There's some funny parts in my book where I was like, okay, I can't do the volunteering at school anymore. And there's some funny things
and
there. You're just like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, and you feel like you're letting people down.
Note,
but exactly. No, but still, it's all you know, a big thing. But you definitely have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I hear you. When on your CD, thank you for talking about your dad a little bit. I didn't know how to quite do that. So, yeah, good. Thank you for that.
Of course.
And so on your CD, it's called Letting Go. And the songs are Lie Down, My Time, Letting Go, Mirror, All Is There, and This Gift. How can people get your music?
You can buy them on hayhouse.com. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. No, I'm sorry, not Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You know, it might be a Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure. I know my last CD was. Amazon. Also, I didn't know this, but I think I'm on some other sites. I'm on Spotify. And you can also you can also come and just listen on my website. You can get little snips of each song. But those are pretty much the places where you can buy them. Eventually, they might be at more places, but for now, that's where they're at.
Yeah. So I'm getting some tweets here. It's kind of fun. The other Skydyer has retweeted us. That's really funny, too. So, yeah, I got tweets all over the place. So we've got some questions about performing with Alex and some of the song and that relationship. I want to make sure I go back to Alex also because I saw you guys perform on stage and it was absolutely magnificent. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know Celebration in my mind, but I can't remember if that was both of you or just him. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, Alex, he's just great. You know, I think we met, I want to say it's been almost 2 years. My dad told me that there was going to be a new Hay House author, and I have to read his book. He loved it. I read it. I thought it was great. And, you know, he started coming on Hay House tours, and then my sister, Serena, Reed Tracy asked my sister, Serena, to write a letter to my dad. She was on a cruise with him through Europe, and my sister wrote this most beautiful letter, and Alex had the idea to make that into a song because that's what he does. You know, his book is called For the Sender, and he writes songs based on people's letters that are, I mean, so emotional and just beautiful, and he does such a good job on it. So that's how it started our relationship. you know, he called me and said, this is a song. I think I had like 3 weeks to learn it, and we performed it for the first time in Pasadena. I believe it was 2 years. It might have been last year. I'm crazy sometimes and don't realize the time. But he's just such a fun guy. He's so talented, such a great musician. And then we decided, we spoke to Hay House, and they said, do you guys want to do a project? And it basically came about last fall, and we had, I think by the time, you know, I wrote the songs, we started to do everything, I think we completed the whole project within 4 months. I flew to California and recorded everything with Alex and live musicians. We were all in the same room, which was a really cool way to record, because I've only ever done it when, you know, the singer's in the booth by themselves, and it's kind of a lonely process.
Yeah.
This was really fun, and it was so great because they're all live takes. You know, there's no changing of my voice. You know, it's all in one room, so you can't really – what you sound like is what you get, you know. But it was an amazing experience, and I loved every second of it.
Yeah. It seems like a good match.
Yeah.
He's just very – it's a great book and a great concept, and I love how it translates on stage, too. It's just,
yeah.
And Molly, talk about Molly a little bit. Molly Jensen.
Oh, she's amazing. I love her. She's just so talented, and I've only performed with her once when we were in Vancouver. We did a show at a club after one of the Hay House events, but she's just so talented, and she sings on, you know, Alex's new CD a bunch. I'm only on the one song, This Gift, on his new album, which is always also on my EP, but she's just so talented, and they've been friends, I think, forever and have just collaborated on many projects.
Yeah, that's
a talented bunch to work with.
Yeah, it was really fun just by total fluke to meet you guys. I mean, of all the people to meet, there were thousands of people there, and to first bump into him, I didn't know who he was at all, and then discovered with you three, and so it was really fun for me to be sort of clueless. I'm sort of like that. People kind of have
nice.
To over the head a little bit,
gotcha.
And then I get it. I'm just one of those people who learns by somebody else teaching me. Sometimes I don't learn so great on my own. I've kind of always been that way. But once I get it, I get it, and it's been really fun. So do you want to talk about this Evening of Peace and Inspiration with Gabby and friends on November 12th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Yeah, that it's just going to be a wonderful event. I actually sang at it last year because Gabby and I have been friends for a couple years, and she's so sweet. Sometimes she'll just say, I'm singing somewhere. Do you want to come perform, you know, open the show type of thing? So this year it just is more planned, you know, where I'm going to open the show and sing, and then she's going to speak, and also the creator of the event, her name is Barb Schmidt, she's going to speak, and my sister Serena will speak about her new book. And Serena, this is, you know, kind of the first round of her doing this and speaking about the book. So she's actually up in New York right now at a cool event called Soul Camp, and she's speaking up there, and then she'll do this also. So it's kind of fun because, you know, I won't be with my dad, but it'll be nice to be able to be with my sister for an event. So that'll be great.
Yeah. And is that the book called Don't Die With Your Music Still In You?
That's it, yes.
That's it. Is she older or younger?
Yeah, I think she's younger than me by 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, we're actually, from me down, we're all 2 years apart. So there's five of us that were born within 8 years.
So are we. We're all 2 years apart. All
really?
11 of
us.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah,
my mom had five
so
of us from 81 to 89.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then and my brother and sister. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, no, you go.
Oh, no. No, I was just going to say my older brother and sister are 13 months apart, so they're really close in age. And then Tracy and my brother are 8 years apart. So there's, you know, some gaps and some really close.
Oh, yeah, we've got them all 2 years apart from age 30 up into our 50s now.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Then another performance. We're going to let you go here in a minute, too, because we're running out of time. But
sure.
I love this. Hey, New Yorkers, come check us out September 20th at Rockwood Music Hall at 8:30 p.m. That ought to be fun in New York City.
So excited. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just an hour performance. but it's going to be really, really a fun time. I'm really excited about it. I love performing at clubs. I used to do that a lot in Miami and in New York when I lived there, so that's really fun for me. It's such a different vibe from Hay House events. You know, you can let down your hair a little bit, you know, so I like that.
Yeah, I watched him. I watched Alex Hamali perform in Denver at a I don't know what it was. It was like maybe a little bar type of thing, and they were fantastic. It was like they're great, a huge music hall, but it was little and nice, and you could interact with them and everything. Let's talk before we go. One more thing.
Sure.
There is a picture of you doing aerial yoga.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure I would do that. Maybe in my old gymnastic days, but you are so, number one, I always tell you this, that you're just so beautiful. I think I said that to you in person.
Oh.
I'm like, gosh, you're so pretty.
I think I said that to you.
Oh, you're so pretty. But one of the things I'm trying to do lately is lose some weight. I'm way older than you. I'm 45. And
not way older than me.
Well, I feel kind of like I'm
all
getting
relative.
There. But it's all good, and I feel young and everything. But I do feel like I need to lose. I kind of yo-yo my weight around. And I know a lot of people that do this. I have a whole community of people that where everybody's trying to lose weight right now. And I know they're all listening. And we have this group with 3,000 people in it, and a lot of weight loss and fitness and consistency and focus and determination talk going on these past few weeks. What do you do to not yo-yo your weight around? And what are your fitness practices and food practices and things like that? And I know we don't have too much time, but some insight.
I'll do it fast.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, I've always been really lucky. As a kid, I was the kid that really wanted fruits and vegetables. Like, over sweets, I always chose fruit. So, you know, my husband always jokes that not everyone's born with the palate that I was, you know, because he loves his sweets, and I can say no very easily. I just don't have the taste for it. But that
That's
being said, my favorite food in the world is pizza. So I make
Mine
up for
too.
It with that. Oh. I always say if I was on a deserted island, if I had pizza, I think I'd be okay because I could get veggies on it. It would be all right. But no, I've always loved to work out. I like to do a bunch of different things. My favorite thing at the moment is something called Fly Bar. I don't know if you've heard of it. Technically, they say, you know, Ballet Bar. There's a million different companies that do it. But that's changed my life. I started it 2 years ago, and I was always, you know, I would power walk, I would run, I would bike, you know, whatever the day was, I like to be outside, so I'd, you know, just do that. But I started this, and it truly, I didn't lose weight, but I became toned. You know, I just basically, you know, I had muscles I never knew I had. You know, when you see people with definitions in their arms, you think, how do they get that? I've done all these things I don't understand. That changed my life. I really liked it, and I would do classes, so I got to make great friends from it. For me, the class environment is huge because I don't think you do the same things on your own. It's just, you know, I just don't think, as much as I would like to push myself the same way on my own, I won't. So that has been a huge thing for me. I go and take those classes 3 days a week. I'll spin sometimes. But overall, I just like moderation. There was a time where I thought I was maybe overdoing it, and my body was sore all the time. And I realized you just have to step back and listen to yourself. But I like to just, you know, try to eat in moderation, work out in moderation, and that's been the biggest thing for me. And that's basically how I live my life, you know, live a little and, you know, not, maybe not go too crazy, and that's basically it.
That makes sense. Yeah, I've lost 17 pounds now.
Wow,
and,
that's amazing.
I'm on my way to, I'm really trying to lose 30 pounds, I think.
Wow.
And I really do have a pizza gene, I think.
My whole family. That's what we love.
If we could figure out how to turn that gene off, that'd be a good one.
I know. Well,
but
both
anyway.
My parents are gluten-free, so they have no problem anymore. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, my parents are gluten-free. I don't know how they do it, because I'm like, how do you not eat pizza? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be gluten-free except for pizza.
That's how I feel. I try not to, you know, do it as much, but I do notice a difference sometimes of not eating so much bread. I feel better. So I do notice that. So they might
be
onto
something.
Yeah.
I think they're onto something, and I agree with you, because I notice a huge difference. Like, if I make myself a piece of toast or something, or eat pizza or do that, or load up on bread in any way, you stomach hurts.
Yeah, so they've been trying to tell me. I'm trying to ignore it, but it's. I think they're right.
That.
I don't know if
they're
I can
right.
do all of that, though. You know, but when you have celiacs or something, then clearly, you know, you have to do that.
Yeah.
But I just try to watch it.
Yeah. I agree. Now, tell me about the class thing, too, because some people feel so intimidated. Now, so you want to be a singer and a fashion, and now we're going to talk about fitness, too. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Sky.
Don't worry. No, that's
you can
fine.
Do this about
anything. I love
so we're going to go on
out,
the fitness
okay.
part of you for a while here. on your expertise in classes here now, I need some expertise here. Some people feel so awkward in classes, like they feel, I know I've felt this way before, where you feel like you're too heavy even to just step into a class, and like everybody's going to be perfect and thin and great outfit and their makeup on and their hair done and just be do-do-do-do-do, and there you are just struggling.
Yeah.
Tell me about class a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that the classes I go to, you know, everyone comes in different shapes and sizes, different ages, and they're really supportive. I think I understand, you know, I think it is definitely hard to come in when you haven't really been working out, and, you know, it can seem a little overwhelming. You know, I've been in bar classes where a woman, you know, just had a kid so many months ago, and it's her first time working out in over a year. And, you know, it's kind of to the point where you don't even want to come back because it feels so hard. But if you can just get over the initial, you know, feeling of thinking that, you know, something's kind of wrong with you, don't fit in, or this and that, it becomes so much easier. And normally everyone is so kind. And, you know, it's kind of, I tend to think that fitness in general, everyone is very, they want to kind of cheer you on. You know, that it's not, they don't want to bring you down. They want to be supportive. So I've noticed that in pretty much every class I've taken. I'm sure there are places that, I'm sure people have had bad experiences some places, but I've been pretty lucky where everyone is just really helpful. And I know I've talked to women in the class.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't hear you for a second here. I think your phone cut out. But so we don't have no speaking during airtime. I agree with you with the classes where you feel like everybody's super positive, or you're at a gym and everybody's positive. I'm not sure if Sky's phone just cut out. For the duration of the time here, we've got about 3 minutes left. Sky, if you're listening, try and call back in because I think your phone cut out. It's 714-868-0220. Otherwise, I may just have to end the show. I'm going to just keep talking for a minute. We'll see if we can get her phone to kick back into gear. Her Twitter, so we're speaking with Sky Dyer. Her Twitter is SKYEMDYER. Her website is skydyer.com, and she's a writer and a musician, and her latest CD and album is called Letting Go, and there are 6 songs that are produced also by Alex Woodard, and I've met both of them. They're phenomenal people. You can go to alexwoodard.com to see his website as well. And I don't think we're going to get Sky back here. Let's see, wait. There we go. I covered. Did
you
hear me?
Oh,
yeah, we got
you know
her.
What? We are having an insane storm here, and
yeah,
all my power just went out of my house. I'm so sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine. When that happens, it's live radio. I'm so used to it by now.
Okay.
It's been like 300 shows, so no, it's okay.
I was in the middle of speaking when all of a sudden
it
just went dead.
Yeah, I just wait for a minute, see if you're going to be there,
okay.
And then we go on and talk about you. So we talked about you positively, though, so you're all good.
Okay,
but,
great.
No, I couldn't agree with you more about the the class situation. We were cut off right there, and how, you know, it's like a gym. Some people don't want to go to the gym or whatever because they're afraid of how they're going to look or whatever. And I've learned that everybody's there for their own reason. I really
100%. Mm-hmm.
I see people who the most inspiring days I have at the gym are when I don't feel so good being there. I'm like, oh, I hurt or ache or I got to push myself today or whatever. And you see someone. Handicap working out.
I just
am so inspired by that. And I'm like, if you can be here, I can be here for sure. And
there's not a time when I'm not in class and I feel so thankful that I have, you know, 2 legs at work, 2 arms at work, and I don't take that for granted that I'm strong. You know, that is something that you have to always be thankful for because I think as women, not so much men, but women are constantly kind of beating themselves down, and I really tend you know, try to take a step back and just say, I have, you know, a body that's healthy and strong and how grateful I am for that. And you know what? so what if not everything's perfect, but I feel strong and healthy, and that's all that matters. And I think a lot of us need to kind of get back to feeling that way, because everyone comes
great,
in different sizes. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to I may quote you on that. I may come back to the show and write that down and put it in our little community, because that's such wisdom right there for women.
Yeah.
To give a good overview of gratitude and be thankful and everything.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for meeting you and having you in my life. I think it's so much fun, and I've enjoyed this hour of getting to know you better. I have intentionally reserved not talk, you know what I mean, not emailing you and asking you all these things about yourself so that we could have this hour for people to discover you as I have. And you're just as lovely as when I met you, and thank you so much for giving us an hour of your time and energy and insight and everything. It's been really, really fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
sorry about
and,
that. The loss of connection for a minute there.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I just want to make sure people know to get your music. Just Google Sky Dyer. If you Google her, it all comes up. She's on iTunes and Spotify and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You got a really cute Instagram and Nabla Radio, and I know you've been on here before. So best of your community. Yeah. Thanks, you, Sky, and I thank you. And have a beautiful day and lots of continued success.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.